Today we are going to talk with a local artist who is part of our Youth Expression Showcase for today. His name is Justin Morrison, and he is studying at Duquesne University. We'll get to know him a little bit more throughout the next half hour or so. He's a Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition honoree. He is being accompanied by Rob Frankenberry on piano. Here is Justin Morrison.
Ein liebes Psalm beginnt der Tag zu sinken. Und wenn das Maß der Werke Halm Toppenheim liegt mein Lied ertönt voll Wanderlust in grünen Waldessalen und auf depusterweitem Plan lass freuen sang ich schallen. Lass freuen, sang ich schallen. Mein Lied ertönt voll Liebe auch, wenn heide Stimme sich zum letzten Lebenshauch des Brutes Brust gehoben.
That was beautifully done. That's Justin Morrison. And Justin, you're from Slippery Rock.
That's correct, yeah.
Where did you go to high school? Were you at Slippery Rock?
I went to Slippery Rock High School. Yeah, I've been there all my life.
And how did you come to music? Is it something you knew you wanted to do early on?
It's a little bit funny, actually. I actually had no music desire besides instrumental music. I did a lot of band and some jazz band in high school and such. And then for a long time, my parents pushed me, you know, you should do the musical. You should try out for the high school musical. And I owe a lot to them because I hemmed and hawed and thought, well, you know, maybe. That sounds fun. But freshman year of high school, we were doing Beauty and the Beast, and I auditioned, and I got Gaston, who's, of course, the bad guy, and it was a lot of fun, and I kind of liked it. So after that, we kept going on and got some voice lessons, and then here we are.
That's something that all happened that quickly. And, you know, Slippery Rock University has a great music department, and I would imagine there are potentially a lot of role models or people right in your own hometown. I suspect there's some ties between the university and the high school.
Definitely. There are a lot of great jazz musicians in Slippery Rock, and I had some programs with them when I was in high school that kind of also kicked me in gear, and it's very inspiring to be around those people.
Now, the Young Artist Competition with the Pittsburgh Concert Society, is this your first year that you've participated in it?
Yeah, definitely. I applied last winter, and then I had the concert in May after I won, and it's the first year, and maybe later on when I get older and I can apply to the other ones, but for Young Artists, that was it.
Yeah, and that had to be... I don't know if it ever gets old. I'm not sure if you've won lots of competitions or not of this type, but it's still got to be amazing. I mean, you audition and then you really don't know, right? What's the process like?
It's a lot of fun. A lot of people get really nervous about it, but I think it's a blast. It's just fun to go out there, meet people, sing for them. It's kind of showcasing yourself. I mean, it's showing off. It's saying, this is what I can do. I'm sharing this music with you. I hope you like it too. And if they call you back that night or that week or maybe next month or next year and say, hey, we liked you, that's always a great honor. But if they don't, it's still a good experience and it's a lot of fun regardless.
That's a well-grounded attitude. So you're entering what year at Duquesne?
I'm currently a junior. We started last week, so okay. We're well under the swing of things.
Yeah, wow. Now, my memory of the Duquesne University curriculum is if you're a music major, you're going to get a lot of music technology too. Is that true, or some music technology?
We get some, yeah. During freshman year, we had some required courses in technology. And of course, there's a technology track if you want to major in that specifically. But I'm performance, so I know how to use computer notation software for music, and that's about it. And I'm okay with that.
And actually, I'm thinking of the converse, actually, as I think about it. If you are a music technology major at Duquesne, I think you're going to get a lot of music theory and a lot of those classes, because I know a few folks who studied music technology at Duquesne and were surprised at how much music was emphasized in music technology. But probably makes sense, right?
It does. And our theory program is actually very good. So we get theory drilled very hard.
Well, that's great. We're going to hear another song from Justin in a second. If you would like to pass along any feedback to him, go to slbradio.org. Our instant input page is there, and you can type in a note, and I'll relay it to him after his next song. The first song was in German, but I didn't try to translate it. I was more listening to your voice. What was it?
That was a song from Dvorak Cycle Zigeunerlieder, which is gypsy songs, and it's written in German. It's usually sung in Czech, actually, because it's gypsy songs, but I don't know Czech. This past summer, I learned how to speak German, so we're just sticking with the German theme. Everything I'm singing today is going to be in German.
That's interesting, because about an hour ago, we were talking with some kids that just came back from Prague, representing Pittsburgh Westinghouse High School. I don't know if they picked up any check or not, but what is the next song you're doing?
The next one is a song by Edvard Grieg. It's called Lauf der Welt, and it is a nice bouncy little song to contrast the first one.
Once again, Justin Morrison.
An jedem Abend kick aus hin auf den Wiesenstieg. Sie schaut aus ihrem Gartenhaus, es steht hart am Weg. Wir haben uns noch nie bestellt, es ist nur so der Lauf der Welt. Es ist nur so der Lauf der Welt. Ich weiß nicht, wie es so geschah, seit langem küss ich sie. Ich bitte sie, sie sagt nicht ja, doch sag sie nein auch nie. Wenn Lippen auf Lippen ruht, wir hindern es nicht und dünkt es gut. Das Lichtchen mit der Rose spielt, es fragt nicht, hast mich lieb. Das Röschen sich am Tau kühlt, es sagt nicht, lange gib. Ich liebe sie, sie liebet mich, doch keines sagt, ich liebe dich. Doch keines sagt, ich liebe dich.
beautiful love song there, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's got to be fun to actually be learning the word. I've took German for 5 years and can kind of understand it. I don't think I can express myself very well with it. So what are your thoughts after graduation? What do you think you'll be up to?
That is a million-dollar question for musicians.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to graduate undergrad and hopefully get into some young artist programs. If you're doing the performance track for singers, you want to start doing summer programs and internships with bigger companies and just kind of build. This past summer, I did a program in Middlebury, Vermont that was a singing program, and that was smaller intermediate level. And then next summer, we're going to try to get bigger and then bigger from there and grad school along the line. But the idea is to perform and teach a little bit too.
Now, you may be back here in a month or two, because I noticed you will be with the Pittsburgh Savoyards, who are scheduled to join us. You'll be playing in one of the Gilbert and Sullivan programs?
Absolutely, yeah. We are singing Princess Ida in October, and I'm doing Hilarion, which is the tenor lead. This is my debut as a tenor, even though I'm not, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm really excited. It's a really good show.
Yeah, they've just been involved for such a long, long time, and it's been a while since we've had them on the air. We're looking forward to that. Do you like other forms of music beyond some of the classical, older music that you're doing?
Absolutely. I find beauty in all kinds of music. I have my favorites. Like, there are some genres that it's a stretch, but most music I'd really enjoy, and I can find good stuff in it. So, yeah.
What else might you would we hear you singing other genres professionally, or?
Probably not. Right now, at least, I'm very pocketed into classical or opera and oratorio, which is very much like opera. But, you know, who knows? Down the line, 10 years, maybe there'd be some MTE musical theater. I doubt it, but you never know.
How did your love of classical music get cultivated? How did that happen?
Well, kind of by accident. I came to Duquesne with an open mind, and I thought, well, I can do either musical theater or classical, whatever they put me in. And we don't really have a musical theater program. We have a musical theater club, which I did for a semester. And then I realized that, well, if I'm not here for musical theater, I should be doing the classical that they're really good at. We have a lot of good classical teachers. And I kind of fell in love with it. At the time, my voice was more prepared for that, and it just kind of worked.
Yeah, there's a whole – it's interesting you discover this whole slice of culture that maybe you did not know about or not know much about previously. Do you want to acknowledge anybody? We mentioned Rob Frankenberry, your accompanist, earlier, but any teachers or family members or anybody you'd like to acknowledge?
Absolutely. I mean, I definitely want to thank Rob Frankenberry for coming in on very short notice, actually. He's super. Also, my family and friends are always so supportive. Teachers, of course, too, and all the coaches I've had. And definitely the Pittsburgh Concert Society, because I wouldn't be doing this without them, and it was a great competition.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you here, and we've got one more number that you've prepared. Justin Morrison is here from Duquesne University in his junior year now. It's a name you probably want to remember. Rob Frankenberry is accompanying him. And this song is?
Zur Rosenzeit. It's another German song by Grieg.
Once again, here's Justin Morrison.
Ihr verblüht süße Rosen, meine Liebe trug euch nicht. Blühet auch dem Hoffnungslosen, dem der Gram die Seele bringt. Jener Tage denk ich träumend, als ich Engel an dir hing, auf das erste Knüspchen lauend, du zu meinem Garten ging. Alle Blüten, alle Früchte, nur deinem Füßen trug und vor deinem Angesichte Hoffnung in dem Herzen schlug. Ihr verblüht süße Rosen, meine Liebe trug euch nicht. Blüht auch dem Hoffnungslosen, dem der Gram die
Justin Morrison, thank you very much for being here. And thank you to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for making Justin one of their young artists of honorees, and also for coordinating his appearance with us this morning. It's now 28 minutes after 10. If you're listening...